what's behind the decision to play Alamo Player? You know what, I think he hasn't played in a little while. He gets back in and get going and bumped up a little bit. Maybe back in the gap. The other thing is that that's one reason. The other reason is that we have to be intelligent in how we handle the tablet and make sure that we have him available. So any open area where we can do both things and is a good thing for us, and that's why Alan would be a challenge tonight. And the thing that's good about Al, he's a veteran guy, and he's looking forward to it, and he's done well in these situations. He's going to give him full marks for that.
In your experience, going to trade like the one today be a distraction?
For us?
For them.
You know what? Yes, I would say yes, it can be, but I wouldn't expect it from their group. They have a veteran group that have won. I think they're pretty strong on their focus. Right now they're in a good groove, so I don't know that that's going to throw anything into their game. I don't, even if they lost the game, I don't think that they would say that's the reason why. I think they're pretty resilient when it comes to that. When you win, you go through a lot of things. This is a rivalry. You see this as more of a bump in the road, but I wouldn't say there's much of a discrepancy.
How big would it
be? Very big, just like any other game for us. I mean, I know it's Pittsburgh, I know who they have, we all know those things, they would be good. We're going to have to be real sharp in the game, so we're going to have to play a game in here that we didn't play last season, and more like the one we played at home. It's going to have to be a defensive posture, and it's going to have to be with some speed, but not a wide open affair.